The school year was about to begin a few weeks ago, then it abruptly ended for scores of students at ITT Tech. The for-profit college system announced it was closing its campuses nationwide, including two in Wisconsin, after numerous states accused ITT of fraud. Now it's up to the students to figure out their next step. As WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello learned, some Milwaukee schools are reaching out to offer another shot at a degree.
When ITT announced it would close, Mai McCarthy felt for the displaced students. She had a bad experience with the school years ago.
It was just so up in the air with that place that I can't believe I even survived a year and a half. Like, unbelievable.
McCarthy, now 29, first learned about ITT Tech when she was in high school. She was pregnant and a self-described poor student and had been placed in an alternative program at Greenfield High School. McCarthy says, looking back, she feels like the for-profit operation targeted her class.
We were all poor kids. Kids were misbehaving. A lot of the kids were minorities. ITT kept coming in to say, hey, you guys are going to be needing the help. You're going to be needing a job and money right away. You didn't see that anywhere else. You didn't see the ITT Tech recruiters sitting in the cafeteria when you walked through. The recruiters came specifically to our room.
That kind of recruitment is what got ITT Tech into trouble with the feds. States complained about ITT misleading students about job prospects and defrauding them into paying for their degrees. The U.S. Department of Education responded by cutting off financial aid to ITT students. So the school closed its doors just weeks into the semester, leaving students with unfinished degrees and piles of debt in some cases. When Milwaukee Area Technical College heard the news, it set up an emergency phone number and email address specifically for displaced ITT students. And the school hosted an open house at its Oak Creek campus. Dozens of students of all ages wandered the booths, asking questions about MATC programs and financial aid. Staff handed out pamphlets and forms while wearing smiles.
We'll take good care of what we promise.
That's Associate Provost Barbara Cannell. In case you missed it, she said, "We'll take good care of you."
Well, we're trying to accommodate them in any way we possibly can by looking at what they bring to us and how we can help them either matriculate into MATC or potentially go to UWM or wherever else they need to go. So we're just trying to be a helping person.
They answered a lot of my questions downstairs. It is possible for me to transfer my credits here. I don't have to spend the whole 2 years all over again, which is really, really nice.
19-year-old Isaac Stefanski had just started his second year at the ITT campus in Greenfield when he heard it closed. Isaac attended the MATC event with his mom. He says it calmed some of his nerves about where he'll go next, and he's optimistic about his options.
WCTC was going to be doing something kind of like this. I saw something this morning that Cardinal Stritch was added to the list of places that would take ITT credit. I've heard a lot about Herzing, so I'll probably look into there too. Hopefully everything works out. I mean, if I can start this year, great. If I have to wait until early next year, that's fine too, but the sooner the better.
Mai McCarthy, the former ITT student who came from Greenfield High School, knows a change of course is possible. After she left ITT Tech, she restarted her academic career at MATC and later transferred to UW Parkside. That's where she's studying to be a teacher. But it hasn't been an easy road. McCarthy left ITT with piles of student loan bills, and none of her credits transferred. She had to start from scratch. Her advice to students in transition? Stick with it.
Move forward with your education. Even if you're stuck or you're in the middle, just keep pushing. I would fully advise to go in and talk to an advisor because they're there to support you. Take it a step at a time, but do your research. The longer you wait, the longer it's going to be for you to graduate and to get to the point where you want to be.
McCarthy is still practicing perseverance. After all these years, she's a sophomore at Parkside, so it'll be a few more years before she's finally able to say she's earned her degree. Rachel Morello, 89.7, WUWM.